Hey, you like Israel? You like Torah? Sign up for our Israel National Torah newsletter at the link on the screen. In this week's Torah reading of Terumah, one of the most central elements of Hebrew national life is commanded to us. Ve'asu li migdash, and they shall make for me a sanctuary. That's the commandment to build the temple. Hey, we've been sovereign over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem since 1967, the Six-Day War. What are we waiting for? Here's a brick. Let's start laying the foundations. Not so quick. There's an order as to how and when we build the temple. Firstly, this commandment is incumbent upon not individual Jews, but the Jewish nation as a whole. And it relates to our robust spiritual well-being, building the lofty temple. And before it can appear, we must first firmly establish the robust physical well-being of our nation. These concepts are laid down clearly by the Rambam, that's Maimonides. He was the most encompassing of all the codifiers of Jewish law. He writes, Shalosh mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael bishat knisatan la'aretz. The Jewish people are commanded to fulfill three commandments upon entering the land of Israel. First, limanot lehem melech. They must appoint a king. Second, Lachrit Zaro Shel Amalek. They must wipe out the descendants of Amalek. That's destroying our enemies. And number three, Livnot Beit HaBchira. They must build the temple. Immediately after the Rambam lists them, he writes that they must be performed in that specific order. King, destroying the enemies, and only then building the temple. In our time, we're still working on the first commandment. True, we have a prime minister, but what has to happen in order for us to anoint a king from the Davidic dynasty? Well, there are many answers to that question, but for sure, strengthening ourselves as individual Jews and strengthening our standing as a nation. For example, entrenching ourselves in the study of Torah, coming to live in the land of Israel, investing in Israel, standing strong for Israel. All of these are good. Once we anoint a king from the Davidic dynasty, we will have actualized our full force as a nation. Only then can we proceed to the second stage of eliminating our enemies in the final wars, and the third stage of reaching that lofty spiritual height of building the Holy Temple. Until then, let's do all we can to strengthen the Jewish people in their land. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El.